Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
The word of God is the most powerful tool in the world, period. Turn to your neighbor and say, you are God's image. Touch the neighbor on the hand, somewhere holy. Say, you are God's image. You are God's likeness. Even if you don't believe it, just tell. If that neighbor is your friend, just tell them, you are God's image and likeness. Say it by faith. Say, you have been wonderfully, carefully created. That every detail about you is in the heart of God. The Bible says He knows the number of what? Hair. How many of you know the number of hair on your head? Say amen. Number of hair on your head. Anybody? But God Almighty knows the number of hair. What you can't do for yourself, He can do for you. See, let's start from there, so that some of you know that God doesn't hate you. Let your mind be in this service. You see the testimony Agatha gave. She said the other day, like pastor, like she did not say like pastor accused Betty. She said like I remember the other day when Betty's heart was not in the service. She knew. And you know why she knows? The Bible says we have a Savior that is not ignorant of the feelings of our infirmity. Betty was not ignorant of the feeling of what, Agatha was not ignorant of what Betty was going through. For anybody in this service going through, God has gone ahead of you. The hand of the Lord will come upon you like it came upon Elijah. Can you remember Elijah? The king was riding on his chariot. The king was riding on his chariot and going to the palace. Elijah said, go ahead of me, I'm coming. He took chariot, was riding and going. Elijah still first the king to arrive. The Bible said the Holy Ghost came upon him. It's called the Spirit upon. Kenneth Hagin of blessed memory will always say the anointing upon. He came upon Elijah, and Elijah ran faster than the horse. You see that anointing is upon you. It was that same anointing that after Mary was told by the angel that you're going to give birth to a child, Jesus, and without you have no contact, nothing to do with any man. And she was wondering, how will this thing be? Knowing I know not a man. And the Bible said the angel told her, he said, the hand of the Lord will come upon you. The hand of, you see, it's all about the hand of the Lord. Tell somebody the hand of the Lord. And it's upon you. How many of you have received the infilling presence of the Holy Ghost? It's not just in you. It is to, you know, the one on you is a function of how much you are filled on the inside already. He's in and upon you. In the New Testament, you don't only have the anointing upon, you have the anointing within. I think it's captured in John 2. Is it John 2? Let's see. It said you have an anointing, and that anointing teaches you all things. That's the anointing within. It said you have an anointing within. It teaches you what? All things. You can know all things. Sciences, art, any course. If you are a student in this place, you can become the best all of a sudden. Hallelujah to Jesus. Even if you didn't start well, now that you have done God's word, make 5 points, you graduate. It's only natural that you should be excellent. Say, I'm excellent. Hit your chest and say, me, I'm excellent. So today we are talking about dominion. We call it the dominion mandate. God has given you dominion on the earth. And when dominion, like Blessed Miles Monroe will say, is not understood, what we get is a religion. And a religion will not do any beauty to humanity, because God never wanted it. In fact, God is the face, first person against religion. Religion, the first person religion dealt with in this life very well was God. They dealt with God. The Bible says he came to his own, and his own word received him not. God does not like religion. You know, religion likes to practice things without explanation. For instance, you go, if you are in a religious setting, there's something you've been doing since you were young. If you ask religious leaders the question, they'll be angry with you. Instead of answering you, they'll become what? Angry with you. Why do we bow our head 3 times? What is your business? Bow it 3 times. But Jesus is not like that. He has an explanation to everything that is happening. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Little wonder when Jesus questioned their practice at a point, the Bible said, they asked him a question. Are you greater than our father Abraham? You see that? Religion is all about who said it, not what was said. You see? They said, are you greater than our father Abraham in John 8? Who told us? So if you truly are filled with the Holy Spirit, you don't agree to something because of who said it. You agree to something because it is the truth. And I told my leader yesterday, I said, I think this is why the Western world are ahead of Africa to an extent. Because the Western world is all about ideas. They follow ideas. If an idea is good, it doesn't matter who said it. They won't give the person a Nobel Prize. They'll recognize the person in the country and say, ah, you brought an idea that blessed us. But in Africa, it's not about what was said, the beauty of what was said. It's about who what said it. And I used to ask leaders, if those guys were like us, will we have lights today to use electricity? They celebrate, they create an atmosphere in each where intelligent folks can explore what God has put on their inside. You know, sometimes in Africa, you hear things like somebody started something and the government is against him and the people are against him, things like that. Then how do we make progress? Because it's all about who you know, who did it, not about the beautiful idea in your spirit. And that's an attack. And that's why we are more religious than any nation in the world. And some people, to an extent, respectfully speaking, they question our Christianity because they see a lot of buildings and the people are not looking like the buildings. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? Do you catch what I'm trying to explain to you? Like, the people are not a byproduct of the plenty religious activities in Africa. I mean, how do you explain a country with the biggest auditorium in the world, yet the biggest corruption in the world? How do you explain that kind of thing? It's religion. It has become the order of the day that somebody can steal government money and yet come to church for Thanksgiving. How dare you? And not questioned. Imagine Jesus was a pastor and so person came for Thanksgiving. I will not mention name. Think about anybody in your heart. Imagine what will happen. If Jesus eventually allows that person to come, he will have to return the money like Zacchaeus. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He didn't condemn Zacchaeus. Did Zacchaeus return the money? Yes. In fact, Zacchaeus returned double portion. Imagine politicians return our money. Even during COVID-19, when they gave money for palliative, some of them, instead of giving to the people that deserved it, they got rotting. One time I heard a rumor in this state, I don't know how true, that in Wadata, they saw money on in soccer with plenty. And I said, and Wadata is the way Wadata is? Anybody has been to Wadata in this place before? You know what Wadata means in Hausa? Wealth. Who agrees with the name Wadata and how it looks right now? An irony of the name. Yet they found many millions in Sokaway that got rotten. Are you seeing the greed of man? Some people that still don't know why they are stealing, they just have to steal. It's just in the blood to steal. And what can deliver you? The nature of Christ. Because some of you sit there, if you're turned rich, you will steal too. If you don't know Jesus, you what? You steal. The only antidote not to steal is the knowledge of Jesus. Because They showed one politician doing special number in church when he was small. Special number. But now they are wondering, he is taking money in special numbers. Don't leave me, don't leave me. Hallelujah to Jesus. From special number to special number. Yeah, it's not bad. At least there's special number there. You can imagine. The only one who can change the narrative is to properly understand Jesus. The Bible said in 2 Peter 1, it said, being partakers of his divine nature, we have what? Escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. Not only lust over women, lust over properties, lust over money. You think it's only lust, it's only in the direction of women? There's lust for material things. There are some people that whatever they see, they want at the detriment of anything. Especially some people. Amen. At the detriment of anything. iPhone 16 has come, their blood is hot. They want it. Imagine you don't have any job, you don't have any investment, and you want iPhone 16. Are you not mad? Huh? And you get it at the detriment of something that will really cost you. If it's not at the detriment of your decency, it will be at the detriment of another person's life or another person's joy. This is what I mean. It is either prostitution. These days, men to do prostitution in both directions. Or it is fraud. That means one man will retire probably with 18 million in the account. You now say, send the code you get. Imagine you now collect somebody that retired after like 30 years from civil service. You collect his whole 18 million. You are a dead corpse walking. And that man cried and said, it will never be well with that person. Even if you are eating chicken, you are not well. You don't just know yet. Yes, Jesus Christ. And lastly, you kill somebody to make money. Kill somebody. And you know the bad thing is that our society don't care where you get money from. As long as you have the money, you'll be celebrated. That's what is making young people now want to get money at any cost. Especially young people that have low self-esteem. Because if you see a young man saying, I want to be rich, it's not bad to be rich too. But at the cost of anything, it's because one girl told him, what do you have? What are you disturbing me for? The reason why you felt bad, I want to make money. If that's the reason why any boy here want to make money, if you want to make money for this purpose I just mentioned, you're already a loser. You don't make money because somebody questioned affected your ego, some sort of. Then you felt bad, you want to go and make money. You say, I will show them who I am. That's why you want to go and make money. Are you not aware that in trying to prove yourself, you may take the wrong step? There is no point to prove to anybody in this world. Just live your life. Jesus was told by Satan, if you are the son of change stone to what? Is Jesus the son of God? Did Jesus change stone to bread? Don't prove any point to anybody. They say if you really have money, prove it. Then you want to go and take the wrong steps to prove it. And you kill yourself at the end of everything. Like many years ago, I was preaching somewhere in Union Greek, and a young man came and met me after church that he wants to receive Jesus. But he was into cultism. So I said, because of how everything is, let's go to my house. I want to talk to you specially. So we drove from Uniagri to my house as a student many years ago. And while we entered, I saw that he was not even comfortable. I said, why are you not comfortable? He said, sir, my people are in your compound. They are doing hand like this. What am I doing here? I said, okay, go ahead. Just tell me. How did you start this? Blah, blah, blah. Guess his story. It was a lady he liked that a courtist liked. And because the courtist threatened him that he cannot have that lady, he now had to join cultism to get the lady. And I said, where is the lady now? He said, they are not together. Now, what happened? You join cultism just to get one lady that you are not together with right now. You know, I was laughing and preaching at the same time. I said, in your court, is there no rank? He said, there's rank. I said, what if your ogre like your the woman? He said, sir, that's the problem. You have to let go. I said, see you. You see, this is something that only praying in tongues you can get. And it's not like you need it, oh. You know that tea praying in tongues gives. Ask all of those worldly brothers. Their girls used to like church boys more than them. On a low key. We will not shout it. I don't want to go deep in the story to be embarrassing. I would have showed you some things. I think I had another experience of, you know, just to, not to be proud, but just to affect what I just said. Counseling a dear lady who her boyfriend was trying to come out of court. And even after the counseling, she sent me a love message. And I said, are you okay? You know why I said, are you okay? Your boyfriend is a cultist. You are sending me love message. You see trouble. So that when you see it now, you now cultists will now come and visit me. I told her, are you okay? I said, I hope your boyfriend will see this message. Don't ever send this kind of thing to me again in your life. And please don't come back for counseling. They were trying to build relationship. Then when you met pastor, you went back home. You now send pastor. Love me. Pastor that is trying to build relationship. You are sending him love message. These are things you get without even... Because the ladies like responsible people. One time we were doing a ladies hangout in this place. And I asked ladies. I said, is money truly your problem? Is it money you want? Most ladies... I know some of you will not believe me. But most ladies... who are sensible, and I know I'm pastoring them. They said, sir, it's not necessarily the money. It is the intention. The intentionality. Imagine a young man say, I like you. And he's not walking towards something. You're not seeing his fire towards something. His effort towards something. Is it love that you chop? As women, they are designed to be under covering. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Even though they can assist in the family, they want to be under, they want to feel secured. And one of the things that can make a woman feel secured and safe after Jesus, is what? Even you, without a woman, after God, what is the first thing you want? See, you did not call family, you say money. See them. You see, bruh? To show you that you and women are not different. Hallelujah to Jesus. So I'm helping you put your family first before money. God has given us total dominion. Say dominion. In Genesis 1:26, he said, let them have dominion over the fishes of the sea, the whole earth, the birds of the air, and everything that cripples on the ground. That's why I said in Genesis 1:26, and I always joke with that, I said, God has even given you dominion over creeps. So in case your rent is not paid, take your rent tonight in the name of Jesus. He has given you dominion over the whole earth. Then he said, be fruitful. Next part of scripture. He said, multiply. Be fruitful. Multiply. Is it 27 or 28? Let's see 28. I think it's in 28. Then God blessed them. The Hebrew word there is barak. He blessed them, meaning an empowerment. He empowered them. And God said to them, be fruitful. So when you are blessed, you don't just see money yet. When you are blessed, you go and produce money. Because the blessing is an empowerment. One of the things God gave us to make sure we explore dominion is the blessing. It's the number one tool for exploring dominion. Alright? When God gave them dominion over the earth, the first thing he did afterwards was to barak them, bless them, empower them. And when he empowered them, what did he tell them to go and do? He said, go and be what? Fruitful and what? Multiply. Meaning, know that the potentials are already within you. Remember a part of scripture that says, the blessings of the Lord make it rich and add no what? Sorrow. That's the function of the blessing. And if you have not experienced that, you are about to experience that in the name of Jesus. He said, woe is a man that wakes up in the morning, sleeps at night just to eat the bread of sorrow. Meaning if you walk without the blessing, your food is called bread of sorrow. He said, but God gives his beloved even bread in sleep. It doesn't mean that you should just be sleeping and expecting food. God is going to give you an idea that even while you are sleeping, the idea will produce him money. Did you get what I just said? And some of you have those ideas already. It's just time to explore them. That while you are sleeping, people are buying it. Just like ATM. Nobody goes to ensure that somebody withdraws the required money. If you wake up by 3 a.m. to go and withdraw, ATM will give you your money. You cannot remove it beyond 3,000. Beyond 5,000. It's already programmed. God has programmed the earth as regarding the blessing, what you get from it, with a blessing consciousness. Remember what he told Isaac. He said, Isaac, in what land? What's that land again? Remind me, somebody. He was with the Philistines, right? All right, in their land, and in that year there was famine. But remember, Isaac is the son of who? Abraham. Focus here, everybody. I can sense distraction. He was the father. He was the son of all of who? Abraham. And God has promised the blessing upon his generation, isn't it? And so that blessing was still working in Abraham's generation. After Abraham died, Isaac was not so much in money yet. Somebody that his father was blessed. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He was in a land trying to hustle. And when he wanted to leave, God said, I want to prove the blessing, because now you don't have any option. You are short of options. I know you want to go to Abuja, but stay here. Let me prove something to you. Did you get what I'm trying to explain to you? He said, stay there. You are seeing farmer now, you want to run. Stay there. Stay in that land. Because the blessing has no location problem. Stay there. Stay there. He said, in this year that there is famine, nobody is working. Isaac, go and till the ground. Plant seed. Do artificial system of farming. Water, irrigation. Just be doing it like a fool. Isaac said, sir, but there is famine. He said, do it. I heard the Lord have said so. When Isaac started it and was doing it, all of a sudden, in the same year, the Bible says, Isaac, people were wondering, with this kind of farming, what is happening? The kind of result we are seeing. Even when there is rain, we are not seeing this kind of harvest. Are you people hearing me? I'm not whining you. It's in the Bible. Can we, media, just get that part of scripture for us? Let's read. Okay, we are there already. Then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year. Show me where there is famine yet. Then we'll rush back here. Is it verse 1? From verse 1. I want everybody to read. Are you ready? Want to go? He went there. You see, there was famine. Next part of scripture. Real time famine. The Lord word. And say what? Don't change location. You want to go to Abuja to do what? People are full, Abuja. Plenty of people like you have gone there. Because they were thinking like you. Abuja are full. There are many people in Ado in Abuja. Do you catch that revelation? There are many people in Masaka because of Masala. But they really want to be in Abuja. The Lord give you understanding. Now, I'm not trying to whine people, look down people in Masaka. God bless them. But I know where their heart is. Their heart is in Maitama. But you know why we have to just gather there? We think the gold is there. Imagine all of us gathered there. That's why Lagos is full now. There are places in Lagos you cannot use car. You must use bike. Even if you are a celebrity, you must use bike in Lagos. If you have not used bike, you are not a Lagosian. You must use bike. Because human beings, the road is not even okay for them. Talk less of cars. That's why anytime you come, most people in Lagos, they are in a traffic. They are in Goslow. I'm going home. When did you leave office? By 2 p.m. What's the time now? 7 p.m. I'll reach before 10. It's a norm. Why many people think from Abia, from Benue, from Boko, from Konshisha, from Opoga, many people heard something about Lagos in news. They are all running there. Akwa Abinchia Lagos. So say. They said there is money in Lagos. There's money in Abuja. Let's gather there. Many people like you have gathered there. That's why there's no space for you now inside. Why do you think there's no Goslow around Maitama? Except you come from Maraba trying to come out. Many. We're not trying to insult. But am I lying? If you are traveling to Lagos, Abuja now, if anything catch you 4 o'clock around Nyanya, Maraba, sorry, you are finished. This is indicating that there are more people here than there. And the more people are running back to their houses. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That plenty of people we are seeing in Abuja are here. I cannot give you understanding. Because many of them got that there because they heard gold is there. That's the same thing. God said, Isaac don't go to Egypt. Because he heard Egypt have finished famine. Now they have plenty. You know, their time of famine have passed. He heard gist about Egypt. He's running there. I'm not saying some people don't genuinely have their destinies to be fulfilled in Abuja. There are some who genuinely are supposed to be in Abuja. I'm talking about some of us that hunger made us to make a decision. Hunger. Do you know that as we are running there, there are some people here making it big time? And the interesting part is that some of them are not even originally from this place. As long as you have that right one good idea, you enjoy your life. Now, you think wherever you are sitting in your house, in your neighborhood, God does not have an idea to make you a millionaire there. I hope you know, in that same area where you are staying, some people tell you that the business is not working. I have not stopped the business. This woman is doing a business for like 15 years in your area. She will still tell you, my brother, will just manage you. But she can't stop the business. Some of them, truly, they don't want to just stop it for not stopping. But some of them, I like Igbo people for one thing. Have you gone to places like Opoga, Konshisha and see Igbo people there we shop? Oh God. Those guys. I think the person that founded that language really understood the blessing. Anywhere you go, see Meduguri we are running from. They are asking, make I come? Did they really shoot? Where did they shoot? Okay, they come. In fact, if we settle them, they're not going to shoot us. But we're going to sell. We're going to sell the market. Okay, and they come. The mentality. Go anywhere, any part of the world. Any part, mention any part of the world that you will not find an evil man there. Except that part is not in this world. The day we start going to Mars to live, they'll be there. You go to any local government, even my village, when I went for my grandfather's burial, I saw Igbo people there. They have houses. They don't only, they will build their house. Hallelujah to Jesus. God told Isaac, don't go. Live in the land which I shall tell you. Don't go. Forget about what you are saying. You know, some people have changed their mind because of what is happening to them. Isaac saw it, codedly want to run. God said, I've told you to be here. Be there. Forget about whatever you are seeing there and what is happening here. Where I've said you should be there. Sometimes even family members may want to push you, close friends, because they really mean well for you. But they don't know God. Listen to me. And you know, sometimes if you disobey right now, in the future they'll be happy. But if you obey right now, they'll be bad. They'll be more angry with you in the future. Because you become more of a public disgrace. I don't know why things need to work for this one. You know, you bless it and curse them. And they're the one that advise you to go there. It's not because they hate you. But imagine God tells you to be here and they say you should be there out of love. But between them and God, who loves you more? And do you know if you obey God, the Bible says in this same world, you will have the harvest of father and mother for obeying God. What it means is that they will love you better in the future for obeying God than disobeying God because of them right now. Imagine your mother telling you to marry a man that you know who the man is because he bought her blouse, or he bought her Landis. What's that one that their autistic will say she'll buy? George. Because he bought her George. Say, now this woman you must marry. Now this one. Now this man you must marry. This one I like. Now maybe your mama. I know it's good for you. But you know that man very well. You remember how you caught him with two ladies in his house? Three ladies, blah, blah, blah. And your mother, because of blouse, as you are saying that, he's advising you, your father, far. He did talk, waiting, this man, you know it's your father, though? I don't want to talk, oh. Before they say I talk. Mariam! All men are the same. Just manage your own. But we're not supposed to settle for that. You know, we are painting, Satan wants us to paint a wrong picture about life to the generation rising. I was watching one video on Facebook, and the lady ran back to her home and was crying to her mom and complaining of what her husband did to her, that he cheated on her. And the mom said, "My friend, go out of this house. Go back to your husband's house. You know it's your father, do me. Blah, 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 blah. Go back. Don't come and disgrace me in this house. Go back now. Pack your things. Go back." And the lady was like, "Mommy, you're pushing me from my house. Send me your house with this again. No. Go back. Don't disgrace me. I know it's your father. Don't do me, but I stay here because of Una." And men were in the comment section. Of course, you don't find the woman there. Saying, "Good mother-in-law. God bless her." Because those men commenting, they have settled in their heart that they will do the same thing. Listen, as a man, you can't help yourself. You need God to help you. There's a corruption in human nature from birth that subject man to cheating, lying, all forms of sin. Do you get what I'm trying to say? That we can't explain. But the Bible says we've received another nature in Christ Jesus and have escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. That's why the Bible said, "Husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church." Meaning, if the man does not know Christ, he cannot love a woman. It's not possible. Who is a man that can love a woman? Not the one that sing love song. He may have good intention, but he doesn't have the structure, the capacity that it will take to love a woman. You know, to say "I love you" and to love a woman, they are two different things. Or let me put it generally, to say "I love you" and to love are two different things. Because love is kind. Love is patient. Love is enduring. It keeps no record of wrong. You can go ahead and... So you have friends, for instance, that say "I love you" and one small thing is an outburst. You see, they can say it, but they are not living in the reality. You need knowledge first. You need capacity to be able to actualize what you are claiming you really have for somebody as regards to love. Even for a man and a woman, when it comes to romantic relationship. Because you see, what will make you to see other girls there and say, "I will not follow them," even though they are beautiful and have some things at the status quo that you are not seeing in your wife, it's not because of anything. It's because you fear God. And have received a nature that cannot be subjected to corruption. Because whether you like it or not, when you marry, you still see many beautiful women and many handsome men. So if it's beauty that took you into marriage, are you getting what I'm trying to say? I have an announcement for you. The beautiful ones are not yet born. So what are you going to do about that? That's why as a woman, you don't trust in your beauty. And say, "I get these, I get that. I'm a wife material." Wife material, giddy. The other time, I was sharing with ladies in church. People were there, doing all sorts of things, the baddies on the Instagram. And I'm not saying that's the only man in the whole world, because women have already started posting. He's not the only man in the whole world, we understand. But that season, the thing pained women. Let's not lie. Because after every other thing, he went and took one that did not have good hair. The hair itself was just medium size. That's the one the man saw for a wife. Saw a wife inside. You know, "I married the woman." All the ones doing Instagram baddies, he did not even ask them whether they were vibing to his songs. He did not ask them, "How are you?" When he saw a wife, he went for a wife. Every man knows a wife. He knows a wife and he knows a body. You know, one of my sons is asking a lady out for a long time and the lady did not agree. And me, I don't used to put mouth. You see, some of you think I used to put mouth. I don't used to put mouth though. If you tell somebody no, if I will not go near there. You must prove yourself. Let the person like you. If they say no, Noah, it is. No problem. And one time he told me, sir, to date GCMI girls is very hard. Oh. I was just wondering. He said, to get a wife in this church, they are tempting us to go and look outside. If God has said, this is your wife, you have to endure. You have to go through the thick and the thin. You know, some men have pride. God will tell them, this is your wife. They will tell them no for just 2 months and they want to cry. And they'll be threatening. If you don't say yes, God will change you. It's a lie. It's you that want to change the heart of God. Sometimes that no you are receiving is like wilderness for you to be trained. To know that, see, it is not, you know, because you have been saying, talking to people outside before you met Christ and they are giving you yes. In fact, some before you come, they say yes. And now you met Christ and somebody is telling you no for a long time to show you that beauty is vanity. To show you that all this your handsomeness is not the reason why they are accepting you. So that at the end of it, you will value the relationship. Some of you, the no you are receiving from that lady is to help your heart. Is to mature you. Feel safe. Tell somebody, feel okay. And some of you, I tell you, your beauty will fail you. If you are hoping in your beauty. Especially men. You will meet this girl. You see some of them will be like, I don't know what is in this girl. You don't know why you're disturbing her. It's not like she's the best girl in the whole world. Okay, let her hear you. It will be extended. God knows why he chose that woman for you. For the fact that God chose the woman, she's the best for you. There's something in her that will make your life beautiful. Are you guys listening to me tonight? Glory to God forevermore. Now we're talking about those that want to relocate to Abuja. Then he said, don't go. Live in the land. See, you have a bad mindset. When anywhere you hear something, you are running there. You hear money here, you are running there. You hear money here, you are running there. Don't you know you are supposed to be a money producer? Did you see it in the Bible? Don't you feel the billionaire vibes on your inside? Can't you feel it? We are not pursuing money, but you see, as a consequence of serving God, money must come. Money is not a vision, but it must come. Paul said, asked a question in 1 Corinthians 9. He said, who sends a soldier at his own expense? You cannot be serving God at your own expense. It's not possible. If you seek first the kingdom, every other good thing the Gentiles seek will be given unto you. You know why some of you look down on your ideas? Because you never put it on you never had a business name that says money establishing, money so company. So you felt like as you are serving God and God is giving you that idea for money, it is not really so important. See, ideas will come to you like water as you are serving God. There will be so many. And be careful not to neglect them. Because you are not calling yourself a business mogul. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? It is in the character of God to give you ideas for money so much because you are seeking first his what? Kingdom. Have the impetus to dare those small ideas. Your ideas that you are calling small, in your heart. They are very big ideas. People that you call influential men in money today, it was something in their heart they just probably tried. They dared it. Somebody say, what if it does not work? And I ask, what if it works? What should make you do it? The fact that it might not work or the fact that it might work. Imagine that business idea works in your heart. Somebody just think about it for a minute. That the business idea in your heart, that dream in your heart really manifests. Because some people are not wired to work hard because they think it will not work. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Satan is asking them, what if it does not work? But I have another question. What if it works? The beauty in what if it works, if you answer the question, what if it works, the beauty in it working is greater than the beauty in it not working. The danger, in it not working. What is there if it doesn't work? You stop. You are tired for a while. But what if it works? It is joy forever. All your needs are met. and tell somebody to walk. We are not guessing in God. That is why you see, mastering the basic things of Christianity is very important. Master the art of hearing God. Because in deep, some of you doing crypto were saying this thing you are not hearing. Now you bought a coin. From $100, it has gone to $3. You see, if you had mastered the art of hearing God, you would have heard, no, don't buy. So you think these days of hearing God and knowing God is nothing? It will help you in higher, when you get to higher phases of life. When you're in charge of a company now, God will tell you, don't employ that person. Employ that person. Don't do this, do that. I remember many years ago, when Mama T wanted to start a business, just so that you understand, she brought somebody who had all the skills. He was a young guy. And it was this male's business and makeup. So firstly, I have a biases about men doing pedicure. I have a biases naturally about it. But that's not enough reason to say the man should not do the business. If I go anywhere and I see a man painting this, if you're my wife, most times, I will not tell you to sit there. I'll say, let's go home. Because I feel as a man, you should go and farm. You should go and do something tough. Not that, well, I'm not trying to condemn any man doing that. God bless your hustle. But I now have to pray and tell God, please, I hope I'm not just hating on this guy because I don't like the fact that men do this kind of work. While I was praying, I still had a strong conviction that that guy should not be the person to do that business for her. She had all the money in place, everything in place to start the business, to train the person, to even advance him in Abuja or her in Abuja. And I came to her. She came to my office. We're not married. After church, she said, so pastor, should the guy start? I brought the guy so that he will see you. When the guy entered, he almost lied on the ground. I celebrate you, sir. Touch ground. I read something on my clothes while we were talking. There was nothing to say no. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? All the fruit of the spirit was checking in the flesh. It was just checking. Even me, I was now wondering for a moment, why did I not like this guy? Guys, sometimes it's not good to judge people. While he was talking, I still heard God again say, it is a big mistake. So when he left the office, Mama T was very happy. She remembered. She was so sure I was going to give a yes. After it, I said, Mama T, see, I don't know why, but see, it's still no. I'm very sorry. She was, I wish we can give her mic to explain to you people. She felt like something is not right somewhere. I think Pastor Simon is now, this is prophetic. Maybe you should go and really check. Sometimes, maybe pride used to come inside and the rest. Or maybe he's thinking that, you know, a lot of things in her heart. Then when I went back home that Sunday, I said, God, help Mama see this thing if it's wrong. She saw it that night, Sunday night. She saw in cutting people's hand. Blood was coming out. She saw that all her investment finished. Nobody told her early in the morning, I celebrate grace. I said, thank you. I celebrate grace. So, I saw, but Simon, you know, when you want to talk about the small pride inside, well, I think I understand where you are coming from. I said, so what is making you understand? He said, well, maybe just tell it to her. I had a vision. Are you listening to me? That's how it's supposed to be. Those little things you think are important. Now we are teaching you the art of hearing God. You say, is this what Otagala knows that make him a billionaire? So they will go and carry book from people like that to read. Say, in this life, it's money that matters. Money does not matter more than God. I heard Dangote one time saying that he did almost everything possible in his capacity to make sure his brother would not die. The brother still died. See, brother or uncle or something. He said the person still died. He brought all the best doctor. The person still died. In my heart, I said, there's such a thing that you can have. Oh my God. If somebody charged this wonderful money, there's something you can have. Money cannot buy. The Bible said in the book of Job, he said, not even the wildest beasts have seen that part. Not any amount of money can make you to see those things. It's called the anointing of the Holy Ghost. is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The angel said, Mary, fear not. You may not know any man, but the hand of the Lord will come upon you. You see that? He said to the disciples, tarry in Jerusalem until you've been endued with power from on high. Don't go and preach for me. Wait for me to empower you first. So that anything can be possible while you are preaching the gospel. I said to my husband when I was hearing him talk, I said, I wish you understood the anointing. Jesus, when he anointed us, speaking to the 12, he said, go heal the sick. Who tells somebody to do something like that? He did not say, tell me to come and heal the sick when you are there. He said, no, when you meet sick people, heal them. I wonder, how can Jesus heal the sick? Are we God? But when you check the Bible said, the enemy has come but to what? To what? To what? But he said he had come so that you may have life. You may have life. Life in abundance. God wants to dominate the earth through us. Are you listening to me? Life in abundance. Say, I've got life in abundance. When you have life in abundance, you dish it out. That's why the Bible said the first man is of the earth early. He said the second man is the Lord from heaven. Listen to what he now says afterward. He said, as we bore the image of the first man, so are we bearing, present continuous, so are we bearing the image of the second man. He said the first man is a living soul. He said, but the second man, a life-giving spirit. What image are we bearing right now? The image of the second man, a life-giving spirit. In other words, Jesus speaking, as the Father has life in himself, he didn't say, so does myself. He says, so does the Son. Now, for as many as have believed in his name, to them he has given the right to be called what? So as the Father has life in himself, so do you. Little wonder he said, go heal the sick. Little wonder he said, go raise the dead. Have you heard how God raised the dead in this life? He has done it. Andrew Womack said one time they came to him with the news that his wife was dead. He said, he started praising God. I exalt you. You know when men will gather, I will never forget the day in Kaduna, in my block, in the barracks. There was a man called Baba Nkubai. You know, I can't remember his name, but his daughter's name was Kubai. And his wife died. I was there in the center block when soldiers started entering his house and sitting down. He was just arranging his boots, pretending like he doesn't know, because the woman had been in the hospital. I was there watching everything as a child. As the soldiers were entering and sitting, he was pretending like he doesn't know what was happening. Immediately they finished sitting, he just bursted into tears and started shouting. They had to rush him and hold him. It was an indication that his wife had just died. They did not mention anything, they were just sitting. And Romax said they were just entering the house and sitting. As people were sitting, long-time friends were coming and just, you know, sitting in the parlor and just wanting to share time with him. He knew something was wrong. Instead of crying, he said he found himself praising God. You see, that's why you need to be hearing God's word, putting it on your inside. Guard your heart with all diligence. In the time that it matters, what will come out is what was in your heart before. Just like when you press foam, the content of it finds expression. When life gives you pressure, the word of God finds expression because it has been in your heart. Fill your heart with the word of God. He said he started praying. He couldn't help it. It was just normal for him to start praising God because he had filled his heart with the word of God. And that's how he was driving to the hospital. And he went and hit his wife, called her name and said, come back to life. She came back to life, brothers and sisters. That was not all. His first son died again. His wife was emotional. He said he felt tense for a while. His first son. But he started praising God again. He remembered God did it before. And while he got to the hospital, he tapped his son again. They had naked the son, put the son. He went there, tapped the son, called his name. And the young man jumped back to life. You know, as we are saying this thing, it looks like Nigerian movie. Nigerian film, Nollywood. But do you know it's true? I heard of Prophet Kobus. That his first son, the sons were playing, and I think one of the sons played with the other one, and they shocked the guy's neck, and he fell, and he was no more. And they went and rushed into his office and said, your son is dead. And he came, and he looked at the boy, and he just hit him, called his name, and the guy jumped back to life. Tell somebody, faith. You know, as I'm talking, some of you think the parents should go and say, Father, we do that in the secret place. In the open place is declarations. You You know, one time somebody was talking in my office, and she said her brother was in coma and cannot talk for many days now. So the way she came, I think it's Miss Omale. Some of you heard that testimony that time. The way she came, she wanted me to lay hands on her. And when we're talking, the spirit of faith was so arisen in my heart. I said, okay, it's fine now. She said, okay, yes, sir. So let's pray. I said, no, I just told you it's fine. Then she's telling me, let's pray. I was stretching her hands. I said, no, but I just told you your brother is fine now. Don't worry, he'll be fine very soon. In fact, I see that he'll be fine before tomorrow morning. Ah, that one hit her. She said, Pastor, tomorrow morning. I said, yes. Okay, pray for me. I said, I have just said it. Guess what? She went looking disappointed with her HOD. She just went outside. She looked quite disappointed. The next morning, they woke me up midnight. I saw messages. The brother had woken up before 7 a.m. The brother was awake. In the hospital, he led the morning devotion in the hospital. He, on the bed, led morning devotion. It's called the spirit of faith. You guys remember the testimony of the lady that met me after church? I think that's Ogbene. And said there was a child who was very sick and they can't find veins in the child's body. Can you remember that testimony? They can't find veins in the child. We just finished a Tuesday service. And of course, I was so loaded with the word of my inside. And I said, oh, glory, the vein has been found. You know, she had learned from us so much. So she just responded, oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, if she had not been in church, she would say, okay, sir, so pray for me. But she just responded, oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So she went home. That same night, vein they've been looking for a long time, they found the vein. The word of God is so powerful. We can go ahead and mention plenty testimony. Is it the one that the baby was changed upside down and we say right now the baby is arranging and it looks like it was a joke and they went and found that the baby has rearranged? Different testimony. The word of God is the most powerful tool in the world. Elijah said, by this time tomorrow. They said there was chaos. Imagine your water with all the killings and burnt houses. Then a prophet is telling you by this time tomorrow, everything will be back to order and they'll be selling and buying in the town. It is only normal not to believe. But when he was done speaking under the unction of the Holy Ghost, the anointing of Paul, because Elijah with his normal head cannot say that kind of thing. The Bible said the king, one of the elders, was it the king or one of the elders said, even if God will come down, this thing is not possible. What did the Bible say afterwards? The Bible said, Elisha looked at him and said, okay, you will see it, but you will not partake of it. Same thing happened with the father of John the Baptist. When he disbelieved God, what happened? He saw it, but you could know what? He couldn't talk. I think he couldn't talk, right? But he was able to see. You know why God had to do that? Because you see, his mouth will interrupt the process. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain? Because death and mouth lies in the power of the The prophet said, you will see it, but you will not partake of it. By this time tomorrow. What if you have been building for many years? Because when a plant, before a plant starts shooting up, it first takes its roots downwards. So it looks like you are not making progress for many years. But what if you are taking your roots downwards? Biology did a study on some plants and they found that a mango tree can be here, but the roots has extended out of this fence. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So it's taking many years for it to germinate and produce fruit, not because of foolishness, but because of the system. The xylems need to be in their place. The what again? The what? Alright, you see, you need to study very well. The xylems, water supporting tissues and what? Oh my God. Hallelujah to Jesus. So the roots need to be in their place. This book, you see, it's not just to pass exam. They need to be in their place. And after many years, you may now see the mango coming out. You think it's small. It has been taking root. Before you know, fruit. Say, God, for how many years? You were taking roots downwards. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So that when you shoot up, they'll not push you like this and you fall. How many of you can go and push a mango tree and it will fall? Imagine you rise up with all the influence and they push you, everything scatter. It is a waste. But God is giving you roots downwards so that when you get to that height, when the wind blows, you'll be standing. When the flood comes, you'll be standing. When any kind of trouble comes, you will Tell somebody, don't rush the process. Calm down. You are actually a billionaire. Don't rush it. Just believe it. You make all those impact. Calm down. When you feel any nudge in your spirit to pray, pray. Pray. Sometimes the Bible says we receive the fervent of the spirit. A burden in the midnight, in the day, in the morning. You just feel like praying. Make sure that burden is fulfilled. Pray. Because while you are praying, something is happening downwards. You are taking root downwards. Are you listening to me? Let's go back to that Abuja scripture. God said, stay in the city. Stay in the city. Stay in the city. I think we have reached 40 minutes. Let me stop now. It says, stay in the city. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now go back to that side where Enan told him. Okay, now, alright, verse 3. I want to end with this. Verse 3. It said, dwell in this land and I'll be with you and bless you. What's the success? He's with us. And how does he activate the success in us? The blessing. Baraka. The empowerment. For to you and your descendant, I give all these lands. Another person's land. I give all this land. And I'll perform the oath which I swore to Abraham, your father. You know, some of you, when you begin to check Israel and other nations' problem, be reading scriptures first. So don't put your hand inside before your land will become their own. Be very careful. He said, you and to all your descendants. I will not go further because I don't want anybody to come for me. Another person's land. You read the beginning. You know the people's land. He said, I have given to you and all your descendants. Next part of scripture. And I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of heaven. I will give to you, to your descendants, all this land. And in your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Glory to God forevermore. Then go to that pause. God was insisting, I have said something, I want to do it. He was insisting, what I have said to Abraham, what I have started with your father, I want to make sure it's fulfilled. Don't go to where when it's done, you think that you are part of the equation. There's a situation you may come to in your life, a point you may come to in your life, that all your options are gone for help. And it seems like you are finished. That's where God likes to come in. So that when it's done, he alone gets the glory. Paul said, my Lord, take away this infirmity. Paul that taught us that we can do all things through Christ. He came to that point in 2 Corinthians 12. Meaning he had been writing. And all of a sudden, life hit Paul so much that he came to a point and said, Father, remove this thing. Remove it. I know I've said we can do all things, but just codedly remove it now. And the Bible said, God, I've spoke to Paul and said, Paul, this is the best time for my strength to be revealed. My strength is perfect in weakness. He said, my grace is sufficient. That brought something to my mind. That sometimes even us that claim we understand the grace message, we may be living a life of works. We may be living a life of works, declaring grace. A point will come when life hits you. And I'm not praying it hits you. But if it's for righteousness, let it hit you. Righteous sake. And let nobody die. Because it's for your glory. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And God will say, now is high time for my strength to find expression. For my grace to be revealed. Like Nathaniel Bassi will sing, when you done, please take the glory. At that point, he alone is taking the glory. There is nothing about human input. Nothing about. That's why he said, Isaac, this same land, where people are running from, I want to prove to you the power of the blessing. Stay there. What I've said, the word of God, which is the most powerful tool, you will see it come to pass. It has the ability to perform everything that God has promised that it will happen. He said, I've said my word above all my names. God's word, his integrity is tied to his word. He said, just as the rain comes down from heaven and bring about fruit, grasses and things like that. He says, so is my word. It will not return back to me void. Meaning when I say it, it cannot come back without doing what I've said it should do. Has God spoken to anybody in this place before? You can stake anything on God's word, because you see, it will never return back to him void. It's bigger than any ninja bet. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It gives better result than whatever bet. Any odd.
Glory to God.
Amen.
It never returns to him void. Now that part of scripture where you were quoting as we close, then it says, one, two, read verse 12. It says, then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped the same year a hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him. I want to see where the blessing was being mentioned. Let's see the next part of scripture. I think verse 6. Is it from verse 6? The man began. Okay, now stop. Let's continue. The man began to prosper and continued what? Until he became. I like the way the. Is there this in the TPT? Do we have it in the TPT? I'm very sure there will be so much justice. All right, let's read in the TPT. Want to go? Isaac grew richer and richer until he was extremely wealthy. Mention your name there as we want to go. Simon grew richer and richer until he was extremely wealthy. There's extreme wealth in God, though. You've heard people that say God doesn't give money. Who gave this guy money? Is it Babalawo? Something that is obvious in the Bible. God made somebody not just rich. He said what? Extremely. And do you notice something? Some people have painted their anointing wrongly, but the re-anointing produces wealth. He said, thou anointed my head with what? He said, my cup. In our days, his bank account. You see that UBA, you forgot. The way they anoint, there's a certain kind of riches. You see that Echo Bank that you can't remember you ever had an account with? That you are begging you to put, they are begging you to put 1K to activate the account. Some of you just remember that you have an account with Union Bank. You just remember, some of you. There's a way God will give you money that you start thinking of accounts to separate them. And if you are not feeling excited right now, I mean, there's a problem with the lineage. Something. You know, the demon of poverty, when riches is spoken about, he doesn't like to smile. That's an indication that they want to keep you somewhere. But by this time next year, I'll tell you the truth. We'll be bowling in impossibilities. Are you wired up already? Dominion. He said, go into the systems. Make this. Push. Meaning when you get into tech, get followers from tech. People should follow Jesus from medicine, health. And that's why you're there. There's a certain kind of music you will do that other musicians will begin to ask questions. Let's follow who no road. This kind of music. I know I was prophesying to people one day. I said there is a day. That day will not be far. A day will come that gospel will dominate any kind of music. I mean, we'll not just receive revelational music. We'll receive melodious sounds from heaven. That when they hear, trying to adjust their sound, they will fall into the Christ. You know the way some of you say, I'm hearing the beats, not the sound. And finally you fall for the lyrics. That's how they'll be hearing the beat. They'll start with the beat. Then they'll fall in the revelation. You cannot be hearing eternal life inside beat and not fall for eternal life. Faith cometh by hearing. God is sending you guys into systems. To dominate systems. Like he told Jeremiah, he said, don't see yourself small. Don't see yourself small. Jeremiah said, Lord, I'm too small. He said, don't call. Hey, keep quiet. You are not small. You are qualified. You have been accepted in the beloved. You have been qualified. It's not about you. It is about where you are. It is about whose son you've become. There are some children that can never be poor by the reason of where they came from. Now you hail from heaven. You are in this world, but not of this world. Don't allow wherever you are coming from determine how you speak, determine how you feel about yourself, determine what you say. You hail from where? Heaven. You are a kingdom citizen. And as a citizen of the kingdom, it is God's responsibility to make sure you are okay. And now by the word of God today, he's teaching you how to receive your okay in the spirit. Because there's a rest prepared for the children of God. And what are we doing right now? We are laboring in prayer, in revelation, in hard work to what? Enter into the rest. Tell somebody it's truly a rest. So when you enter that rest, Allah kosalaka. That's why he said, work out your salvation. Work it out. Pray. Study. Come to church. Be nice to people. Talk nicely. Be hardworking. If you pray so much and don't know how to talk, the prayer will not produce results. So all the fruit of the spirit finding expression. Then he said, favor is encamped around the righteous as a canopy. You can't even help it. You are just favored. And if you understand this thing about yourself, you don't fall cheap for anything the devil is bringing. It's not any kind of man that will marry you. It's not any kind of woman that you want to marry. Because you know who you are. Say, at least if they marry me this year, the person that will marry you, you know already the person is very blessed. Even though you don't say it, you just know in your heart. Isaac grew richer and richer until he was extremely wealthy. Next part of scripture, verse 14, it says, he acquired so many flocks and herd and so many servants that the Philistines grew jealous. Next part of scripture, before we pray. So the Philistines stopped all of Isaac's wealth. They closed down his business. Land that God has given Isaac, you are closing down business. Are you able to catch what I'm trying to say? Verse 3 says, God has given him all of these lands. And you know, at this point now, Isaac may say, God, you truly gave me the land. God, what is happening? You say I should stay in the land. See, they are closing all my oil wells. So. And filled them with debts. You can imagine the wickedness. The same wells his father's servant had dug in the time of Abraham. They are closing down the wells. All his father's investment. Next part of scripture. Eventually, Abimelech's jealousy got to the better of him. And he said to Isaac, you must leave us. You have become too rich and powerful for us. One man. A whole nation say you are too powerful for us. Remember, for money itself is a defense. You know, I learned this from Pastor Chris. He said some kind of money you should have should be for battle. So that when you want to rise against the church, we will show you that we stand well too. Because Satan will send some demons, so as president, they'll say close down churches. Then we'll tell them, no, we have been preparing for a time as this. I heard a story, I think it's Pastor Chris. They say one of his pastors was supposed to face a trial in the US. He asked for the best lawyer and said, and I think I heard something like he will double the payment. I will double it. The best lawyer, go and win the case for my pastor. For money itself is a what? Defense. So that we're not really good. One of the ways God will make you powerful and influential. One of the way, not all of the way, to give you what? Money. So much money. The Bible says it was extremely wealthy. Wealthy to the core. Now, you can't know this kind of thing and borrow 200 or 2,000. You begin to reject it already. You see, this kind of knowledge, you can't know it and after service you want to borrow. You call for money, you don't borrow. And while it's not coming yet, you are patient. Knowing God is working something on your inside. Not borrow. Because as you are born in your wilderness days, it's getting plenteous. You have become too powerful and rich for us. Next part of scripture. Then it says, finally, so Isaac departed from Abimelech's domain and came near the Wadi of Gerar, where he settled. I don't know if we can have more. Let's read a little bit. I would have shown you how that from Gerar, he started getting everything back that he lost. You cannot do harm to a man that is blessed. Never. Read the next part of scripture for me. Let me see if we can see that. Isaac reopened and restored. He reopened. Don't say I'm finished. He lost everything. He started again. Tell somebody start again. It's not of your own power. Don't be thinking of all the things you've lost. Start again. He reopened and restored the west with his where's his father Abraham originally dug, the wells the Philistine had stopped after Abraham's death. And Isaac gave these wells the same names that his father had given them before. He went together, did wells again, named them the way he lost wells in the other land. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Let's read. One day when Isaac's servant dug in the valley, they uncovered a spring-fed well. Are you seeing something now? You know what a spring-fed well is now? So that you are not just excited with the English. Meaning he's discovering that right now we're about to have a river. Something like an ocean. It is just coming out. Water is just coming out. Spring-fed. Next part of scripture. Where they pursued him to, but the herdsmen of Gerar picked a fight with Isaac. Another problem. That's our own well. So Isaac named the well Argument because of the sharp contention. Very sharp contention. They saw it like we got land now. There was a sharp contention. But we are not Isaac. Our case is different. We gave the person a sharp resistance. We did not run. We tell the person, if they bore you well, in the name of Jesus. Next part of scripture. They dug a second well, and it also caused a quarrel. So Isaac named that well Hostility. You know, some children, if you hear their name, especially outside names, you will know it was a situation. You hear a name like Adawa. What is Adawa? You hear a name like Mekuka. You hear a name like, you understand what I'm trying to say? Kuka. And that's what I think our grandfather's name from these people. Some of you who are thief, you know those kind of names. Idomas, you know those kind of names. A name is called, somebody's name is a forest. They dug a second well, and now next part of scripture. Then he pulled up stakes from there and dug a third well. This one was dug without any quarreling. So Isaac named it Spacious, saying, finally, Yahweh has made he was a man of peace. And we will become prosperous in the land. See how he was positive. After all these things he has gone through. You see why some of you now cannot compare yourself to Bible days. In Nigeria, you know, we don't understand what is happening with the word of God. You don't have patience. You don't understand what is happening with the word of God. See, person, somebody that the father received blessing from heaven. We call the father of faith. See what his son is going through. And I'm sure the father was proud of him in heaven. That's my son. That's my son. Keep on moving. You have the blessing. Why are you having a problem with Makodi? Say, I got some of you now. You have calmed down. Say, Pastor, let's go and manifest it in Abuja. Why are you having a problem with Gera? You want to get out from Gera? Calm down. Calm down. Yahweh made ample room for us and we will become prosperous in this land. He shouted. That was a confession of faith. Next part of scripture. Then he says, from there, Isaac moved his camp to Beersheba. Next part of scripture. That very night, Yahweh appeared before him and said, I am God of Abraham, your father. You will never need to fear a thing, for I am with you and I will greatly bless you. Hey, God is vexing here. The guy, he has shown faith. You see, this is the kind of attitude that made God to vex and bless somebody. If you observe, God is shaking in this place. Isaac proved faith. Look at the confession before now. Go back to verse 23. See what he said at the tail of verse 23. Media, no time. Verse 22. Alright, look at it. He said, finally, Yahweh has what? Made ample room for us and we will become prosperous. God did not appear at that time. He was banking on what was written about his father. God's word that was said to his father, he was banking on it. And when he was banking on it, suddenly, next part of scripture, he had an encounter. That very night that he said, I'll be prosperous, with a shout, there was an exclamation mark. Everything will be okay. When the frustration wants to make you say nonsense, say good thing in the frustration. It is well. Don't say, Lord, what is this changing? What have you not done for me, Father? Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. What have you not done for me? You want to say I'm finished changing? It is finished on the cross for my sake. And suddenly, that very night, Yahweh appeared before him and said, I'm the God of Abraham, your father. You will never need to fear a thing, for I am with you, and I will greatly bless you. Your children will flourish and succeed because of the promise I gave my servant, Abraham. I always used to be tempted to ask some of you, do you know what God did with pastors, some pastors, that they are making their children the nest? Look at it here. The covenant will not exclude your children. Next part of scripture. If some of you, this is where the people insult men of God. So Isaac built an altar, prayed and worshiped Yahweh there. He pitched his tent there, and his servant started digging from oil wells to a tent. His servant started digging another well. Again, next part of scripture. Then King Abimelech came to Isaac from Gerar with his advisor and his army commander. Next part of scripture. Let's see what this guy has to say. Isaac asked them, why have you come to me now, since you hated me and sent me away? Next part of scripture. They answered, we have witnessed firsthand how powerfully Yahweh's favor has been with you. So we say, let there be a peace treaty among us. A nation is trying to have peace with a man. We have observed. Your enemies are observing from afar. They know they are anointed, though, more than the people they are telling you are not anointed. Say, let us make a covenant. The king is wise. The next part of scripture. To do each other no harm. Swear to us that you will not trouble us, just as we have not troubled you. Hi. Do you understand what they are writing here? That's how we did not trouble and treated you well and sent you away in peace. Now, wow. Now look at how Yahweh has blessed you. Meaning they observed that one nation that somebody started somewhere, money is so much there. What they need in their nation. So they went to check and it was same Isaac. A nation is shouting after leaving all this investment. You thought you lost something. What you are about to see. Next part of scripture. Let's go on our feet. We want to pray. So Isaac prepared a wonderful feast for them, a man of peace. And they all ate and drank together. Next part of scripture. Then the next morning they got up early and exchanged oath. Isaac said goodbye to them and they left Isaac in peace. Lift your hands and pray, Spirit. Are you charged up this morning? Say, I've got dominion. Shout it like you mean it. I've got dominion. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. The story is enough revelation. Shaba manakora baba baya kaba baba baba. I can feel the Holy Ghost within me. Look how cold that's. The Spirit of the Lord lives within me. The Spirit of the Lord lives within me. I can feel the Holy Ghost within me. The Spirit of the Lord is within me. Praise someone. The Spirit of the Lord. Spark up something in your spirit. Make confession like Isaac did. He said, again, we'll be prosperous in this land. Ruach HaKodesh. The Spirit of the Lord lives within me. The Spirit of the Lord lives within me. Oh, I can feel the Holy Ghost within me. Yeah.
The Spirit of the Lord lives within me. The Spirit of the Lord lives within me. Oh, we can feel the fire of the Holy Ghost within us. The Spirit of the Lord lives within me. Shabako Sakataya. The Spirit of the Lord. Oh, we can feel this fire. Feel this fire within us. Yeah. Shakabana katala bata katale apa katala kataya. Shekete bono karia koska. With fire in your bones, fire in your bones. Speak like Isaac spoke. Speak like Isaac spoke. In faith. In the frustration, he spoke faith. He spoke faith. Hallelujah. 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 Sharana katabaya. Hakotes. Pray in the spirit, somebody. The blessing is upon us. The power of the Holy Ghost is upon us. It's upon us. He's upon us. He's upon us. The hand of the Lord is upon me. I have been blessed, empowered, fortified, capacitated. The Holy Ghost is in my earthen vessel. Tell somebody, pray in the Spirit. For the Holy Ghost is living in my earthen vessel. Pray, someone, pray. Pray, somebody, pray. The Bible says God will use the foolish things of the world to confirm the wise. It may be a mere tongue. The Holy Ghost lives in this earthen vessel. It may be flesh, but the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost. As the Holy Ghost is living in my heart and vessel, I know the Holy Ghost is living in my heart and vessel. Because the Holy Ghost is living in my heart and vessel. Because the Holy Ghost is walking in my heart and vessel. Sharabanda, I am not scared. The Holy Ghost is walking in my heart and vessel. He's living inside. He's the Holy Ghost is living in my heart and vessel. Sharanabaya kararabaya. For He's the Holy Ghost, He's living in my heart and vessel. Kararabusha. It's the Holy Ghost is living in my heart and vessel. He's the Holy Ghost. He's living in my heart and vessel. The Holy Ghost. I feel so strong in my spirit that for so many people in this place right now, this is your defining moment. This is that point that you need to make that one decision that will shape your life. And go ahead in the silence of your heart and of yourself and make that decision. That one decision that you need, you know you need to make. Go ahead and make it. It's the Holy Ghost. He's walking in my heart and vessel. You're the Holy Ghost. You're walking in my heart and vessel. That one decision. In a yes name, Basankoma, Payapa. Sahanona akankikenoma basankoma hapayapa. I belong to Jesus, never going back, never going back. Sansan, I belong to Jesus, never going back, I'm never going back. Sansan. Nina Yesune Basankoma Payapa. Nina Yesune Basankoma Payapa. Nasa Hanuna Akanke Kenoma Basankoma. I belong to Jesus. Never go. I'm never go. Let's sing it together. Nina Yesu, Nina Yesu, Nina Yesu, Nina Yesu, Nasa Hanuna I belong to Jesus. Hey, one more time. I belong to Jesus. Never going back. One more time. I belong to Jesus. Hey. Say it again. I belong to Jesus.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.